Hey, bringing it back again. Yo, it is Gas the Podcast Season 3, Episode 5. I know because I looked it up. And we are back with another one with the gang. And we about to be back for real, for real. Your boy has passed his test. I still got two more classes, but these classes are really easy. And I can finish them whenever I want to, pretty much. But yeah, I'm about to be back on my content game. And I'll probably make another episode where I speak on like what I'm going to provide, not just for the podcast, but on my own like YouTube channel or whatever. But yeah, we back. It is April 10th. It is 10 o'clock p.m. at night Eastern, just so you know. And, you know, I got the boys with me. So before I introduce or go ahead and talk about my intro, I'm going to let these guys go. And we're going to start off with the new apartment guy. Dom, even though it's not super new. Y'all already know that.
It's 3 months at this point. Yo, what up? How y'all been?
Hey, sound like a veteran.
It's been a few weeks, you know. I've been adjusted. Slowly getting more stuff for the apartment. I'll say I've been playing some games. I played the, what's that game? I forget this. Stellar Blade. I played the Stellar Blade demo. For the gameplay, I enjoyed it. It's kind of like a, I wouldn't say like Souls-like. It is kind of like, I'll say it's similar to Nier, but not as fast-paced. I know people always want to compare it to that. But it was fun for what it was. I think I may definitely check it out. Maybe once it goes on sale or after.
Loots. The jiggle physics.
That's what people was talking about, man. All over Twitter, man. But nah, other than that, what else I've been playing? I've been playing Final Fantasy VII, Rebirth. Not as much as Soup, but he'll talk about that more. Been slowly playing that. Been kind of waning off of Warframe some. Then caught up with all like the current content. Even got the new Warframe with Dante's name. What else, man? I've been playing Digimon. I'm tired of current decks. I'm tired of playing against Numamon. It's the poop deck. I'm tired of playing against that.
Numamon, the green looking thing.
Yeah, it's like green, yellow, all kinds of Numamon. But you know, it's like the poop shaped Digimon.
Yeah, I knew you talking about
it. It took so long for it to actually be good, but now that it's good, it's too dang good. I was looking at like the results from like one of the recent regionals, bro. All like the top played decks was Numamon, and then the winner was Numamon. I haven't beat the deck once in like a matchup yet, but it's like it's because most decks it's like it goes like fast, like it goes tall and wide, so you know you get a big stack and then you get like multiple little Digimon as well, and you only got like 5 security for the most part, so like 6 attacks to kill you, but and then they got like protection and then you blow it up, they just rebuild so fast. It's, I'm tired of playing against it, man. But now, other than that, man, I've been enjoying myself. I'm disappointed. I read 2 romance mangas, and they both was trash, man. I don't want to talk about them. But, like, they start off so good, though, right? The first few chapters, I'm like, man, the middle was, like, all right, you know, the fluff. And ending, it's like, this sucks, man. But other than me, man, I think that's been up. I've been watching One Piece. I will say that. I've been watching One Piece with my girl. We in, like, Alabasta now. Be like at the climax of the Alabasta arc.
Do she like it?
Hey, man. She like it? Yeah, she like it.
Okay.
I'll say this. Nah, I was saying, one of my friends, I didn't know he watched the podcast, but he was like, I seen the podcast, right? He was talking about GP. He was like, I don't know what GP talking about, man. He's like, One Piece so good. I ain't even know. She might be even a bigger One Piece fan than me. He was like, man, what is he talking about? All the arcs good. Every arc is good. I was like, hold up. I was like, bro, look, Thriller Bark.
You said it's a she.
That's the dude.
He
was like, Thriller Bark is good. All the arcs is going like. I was like, bro, calm down. I was like, Thriller Bark, calm down. I was like, you know that one ain't that good. People question about Scott Pia, but that's besides the point. He was like, One Piece the best anime ever. And then one of his things for saying he liked it so much was that. He's like, you know, blah 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 blah. He said it's long. I was like,
that's his reason because it's.
That's
long.
One of the reasons he liked One Piece because it's long. You know, people complain about when the show ends, but then you got One Piece.
Yeah, look, I am. I think we need to have a conversation about that, as far as like when we do present our opinions on the anime, we all have like things we like, you know what I'm saying? Different. So him saying that he liked it because it's long, I mean, it might sound jarring, but I mean, I after seeing so many opinions on anime at this point, it's believable.
Right. I mean, people like Dragon Ball for that reason, because they just keep going. Yeah.
Give me more. more.
Keep going.
I was saying, man, anything, I knew somebody who was as big as One Piece fan as me, and I was like, man, might be even a bigger One Piece fan than me. I don't know. He went from barely watching anime. He was like the mainstream anime, obviously. And then he went to watching One Piece to reading One Piece. What's going on, bro? I was like, bro, okay, bro. Found out he liked One Piece on like a car trip one day. And next thing you know, he reading it. Now I'm like, golly, dog. But nah, that's all I had to say, man.
GP, you up?
So
hey, before you going? Go. I know. I'm sorry.
Bro, I was about to say, is my mic again?
Nah, you sound you sound good. I just want to put out there that you know, show notes. I wanted to say this in the intro. I'm gonna say it real quick. Show notes, you know, they're gonna be there for the most part from now on. But sometimes they just might not be there. Okay, I just want you. Look, sometimes they just they might not be down there with his timestamps and stuff. So bear with me. If they there, they there. They ain't, they ain't. But I'm gonna try my best. All right. And thank y'all for who have been listening though, for sure. I also want to say that shout out to Don Friend. Shout out to everybody that comes, that still come through. We haven't been consistent, but we are gonna get back on it. Thank you guys for the support. If you have rated this thing 5 stars, appreciate you. If you haven't, we still appreciate you. But if you went ahead and did that on Spotify, Apple, that'll help us get more listeners, and maybe one day we can do this for life. Like that's we do this like full time. You know what I'm saying? That'd be great. Right. That's a dream, but you know. But we really just doing this for the fun, so. But yeah, last but not least, GP with the non-mic issues.
So, man, what I've been doing? So while my man Duke been studying being a better citizen in life, I ain't been doing neither. So, I have continued to watch One Piece as I give my weekly updates. Once again, shout out to the man who questioned, you know, what I'm saying about it. My biggest gripe is One Piece. There's no stakes in the show. Nobody dies. There's no real punishment for losing. You lose, it's okay. We'll just come back. There's nothing that makes you pay. Hey, so that excitement is not there.
There's been a few people who died, man. Don't say nobody died.
Okay, out of 500 characters in One Piece, 3 of them died. And only two, one of them wasn't even a real person. That's what I mean when I say 3.
One was an inanimate object.
I don't know what you talking about. One was a whole inanimate object that almost broke the team up because it quote unquote died.
That was a good plot point, man.
Listen, they tried hard soul, to man. Make you feel bad.
It had a soul.
They kept trying. I'm just like, y'all not get me, but they were good. Y'all did a good job.
I got two things. One, you're gonna be mad at me. Two, well, I'm gonna tell you one, but
okay.
The first one, move the mic back just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, just okay. I think that should be good. Two, give an example of like when somebody should have died and they just showed up. Like,
Ryan gave this example before
in on the podcast though.
I feel like I have. In Alabasta, this man said, hey, this bomb is going to take out the whole city. We need to find it. We need to hurry up and find it. So they find the bomb. Now, granted, they just said this bomb could take out the whole city. So dude said, he grabbed the bomb. He could fly. And he flew up to the sky. He did what Batman did, right? He was going to take it off and explode to save himself. Well, unlike Batman, he didn't have autopilot. He literally flew the bomb himself to the sky. And it exploded. This man came back. The next scene.
Next scene?
This man was in, Not next scene. It was like a couple episodes later. Okay. He was in a bed, and I think he just had crutches. I said, a bomb went off, and all he left with was some hurt leg.
Man, everybody know about that, man. Look, everybody everybody complained about that, man.
Okay, no, you can continue, man. I don't even know if you
put that in. Man, look, Luffy ain't killing nobody, man. He just punching people. All
right. Left, right. All right, nice.
That's his problem. Anyways, so now I am watching One Piece. I'm still watching, though, so let me get to the part. I literally was sending a message. I was sending a message this week, and I was about to say, Dom, the current arc I'm on is actually, to me right now, my favorite arc. Like, I was into it. I was actually waiting for the next episode, and then my phone died, and I said, see, it ain't meant for me to be this happy. Something's going to happen. Like, literally, I was typing the message up. I'm in a break for work, and I was typing you this message, and my phone died, and I said, I never sent it. What arc? But, Bit Mama arc.
Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorite. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I said, this is solid. It's solid. And he just fought. I'm with Kaido now, though. He just fought Kaido, and, you know, of course, he lost, and of course, he didn't die. But I get it. He's the main hero, right? You know, main hero gets saved, wacky stuff. But One Piece is good. Now, the way your friend talk about it, that's how it got presented to me. And there's no way in the world I can ever view it the way your friend view it. But is it good, though? Yeah. Some good fights. Bit Mama arc was good. Like, I really liked it. Had, and not like I tell people, One Piece is funny. That's my biggest draw to One Piece. It's comical. I mean, that's really it. I don't really necessarily say it has the best fights or it's the best plot, but it's comical. And because the story is so long, something they mentioned in episode 50 might come up in episode 850. And that's cool. You know, you connect the dots. They get points for that. But you also just can't pull me to say it take you 1,000 episodes for you to get your point across. That's kind of what I'm also at, too. Like, there's times I get tired of an arc, and I'm just like, yeah, it can end now. I'm over it. But nonetheless, I've been watching One Piece. Besides that, my friend let me hold Zelda Breath of the Wild, so I'm actually going to be playing that this weekend. He also mentioned I can hold his PS5. He showed me a picture. He said, hey, it's collecting dust. If you want it, you can hold it. But I'm going to hold off on that because I have to buy Final Fantasy VII. And I don't know if I want to buy it twice. Because if I buy it on that and not keep the system, I'm going to buy it on my PC. So I'm kind of debating on that. So your boy may be gaming on Final Fantasy VII, and I'll be just like y'all. I won't be doing nothing else. Haven't been on Tekken as much. Man, I know. But I just have to wait. But I haven't been on Tekken 8 as much. I played a few, but just haven't been as much. Ain't fun. You know, of course, just beating people online. But yeah. I got to a point, too, where it was like, yeah, these dudes real. And so it's like I win two matches, lose two. And they was just going back. I said, yeah, I'm at a stalemate now. But Tekken 8 is still cool. I still like playing with actually talk to people and play.
Yeah.
And that's really about it, man. Ain't, like I say, too much for me was going on. It's really like One Piece. I haven't watched any movies. I haven't watched any show. Like, every now and then when my wife is up, we'll watch a show together. But generally, I'm trying to catch One Piece because I know it's going to be forever and I need to finish it. But Big Mama art was solid. Kudos for me on that.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
And what, next one? I guess next one is one, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm on now. Yeah.
I don't know if me and my girl are going to be able to watch One Piece together. It'll probably take us forever, but I might watch it on my own. I don't know.
I would advise you watch it on your own. If you trying to watch it with somebody, y'all trying to get y'all schedules to match up.
Man, and I'll be asleep, boy. I'm going to be sleeping on that. It's going to be some episodes that will put me to sleep. We're going to be on the same episode for 3 days. Every time we start, I just go straight to sleep.
I go through stretches like that. It takes me 2 days to finally get over. But then I get over, I watch them, but yeah. It takes me a while. Yep.
So, speaking of Tekken 8, I feel you. I feel like if I ain't had no games I really want to play, I'd probably be on it. And, like, once I reach that wall, like, I do get, like, I don't know, I keep wanting to go. That's kind of how I got so really good at Dragon Ball FighterZ. Like, I reached that wall. I was like, oh, man, these are the real dudes right now. Yep. And Smash Bros. Brawl. I didn't play Ultimate like that. But yeah, I reached that wall and I was like, all right, bet. I gotta go. And that's why I was really good at those games, but like, nah, if I reach the wall at Tekken 8, I ain't. Not right now. If I reach that wall, I reach that wall, bro. That's probably why I haven't been playing it, because I know I'm going to reach that wall and I ain't going to want to play it. So, yeah, so I mean, I like playing, like I said, like you said, or whatever. I like playing against like real people, so. Even if I'm losing, like I still
right, it's just different, right, yeah. right.
But what I've been up to, I ain't put this on the show notes, but I ended up joining this Nike Run Club challenge. It was from a Facebook friend, or I know her. Her name is Joya, and she's been like doing like a lot of fitness stuff lately, or at least for the last year or two, or something like that. I don't know. But she did this fitness this Nike Club challenge, and the challenge was to run 60 miles in a month, right? So I did this. I made the same challenge up pretty much about 2 years ago, or three, two and a half, when I was 29, and I asked my friends to join. Like, hey man, we almost 30, so let's get 60 miles in a month. I ended up doing it, but it was really hard.
60 miles, that is a lot, bro. Yeah. 2 miles a day is 60. That means you run it, yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. So, I ended up completing like on the last day. I was like, man, this is tough. And I was out of shape. And I think I did it also because I haven't been going to the gym because of COVID. So I've been trying to do at home workouts, but I wasn't really consistent. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to get myself outside. But anyways, I did this on April 1st. I did 6 miles the first day. I work out in the morning, so I'm like the first one to have some on the board. I'm like, I'm gonna do something slight, you know what I'm saying? 6 miles, that's nothing easy, but it's nothing like shot or like too hard. It's like right in the middle, like you could reach that.
I wish I could say that.
By the end of the day, it was like I was first. By the end of the day, I think I was like 12th. Like four people was like they did like between 8 to 10 miles. I was like. Because first of all, I didn't even know it was like a first, second, or third thing, right? Until I saw that, I was like, wow, so that's how they want to do it. I'm like, all right. I go there Tuesday to the gym. I put in about probably like 13 miles. No, 11 or 12 miles in a run that day.
That one session.
Yes. Wow. I put it in. I was like, y'all ain't finna sit here and just try to outdo me like this, right? I was just taking it slight, and like and Joey had posted about it too on Facebook, but so yeah, I came out to be number one or whatever, and then this other guy, he came out to be number one later that day. So me and him was just going at it, like this dude really wanted to like be first, and I was like, okay, let's see how much he wanted. Come Friday, I had a couple hours to myself that day, or a couple hours of free time other than work. Come Friday, I did. So Friday, April 1st. So April, let me see what Friday was. April 5th. I had put up 53 something miles on.
Man, y'all inflate these numbers. These dudes inflate. You did 53 miles on April 5th. Is what you tell
by,
me?
No, by April by April 5th, I had a total of 53 miles ran.
Okay, that's a little. No, deep,
I ain't running 53 miles in a day. I thought, bro.
You inflated this number, bro.
Nah, man, nah.
Cap on that. Okay.
Nah, I ran a lot that week, and me and him was like first neck and neck. So I went to sleep Friday with 53 miles. He was like 40 something. Bruh, I woke up. This man was finished with 60 miles, bro, on Saturday morning. I was like, he really wanted it. I ain't wanted that bad, bro. This, you can see, it's funny, too, because when you finish, it'll show you how long it took you to finish. It took this man, I knew he was up running by, like, 3 in the morning. He was up running 3 a.m., bro. It says it, like, right there. I was like, look, bro, I don't want it that bad. So I got up and I finished my miles on that Saturday. So I did 60 miles in, like, a week. Apparently, I won't say a lot, but runners do that. They do like 50, 60 miles. They're like, how y'all do y'all 50, 60 miles? Like, well, I'll run this time and do this time, blah, 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 blah. And let's just say, like, I like the challenge. It definitely motivated me to get in, but I will say my shins started hurting, which is weird. They normally start hurting when I during a run, but like I didn't run for like 2 days, and like on the second day my shins just blew up. I was like, what happened? It's like some Yuji Itadori Black Flash type thing, you know what I'm saying? Like delayed hit, bro. So I've been out of commission for like a couple of days, but I'm going back to the gym tomorrow. Anyways, that was a long story. So that's what I was doing. That's one of the reasons why we didn't do a podcast last week. I was like, I'm getting it in. But anyways,
this man been at work. Hey, so we need you to hand this document. Okay. I get to like this man.
Got one of the treadmills at his desk.
Yeah, look, man. They started it, dog. I was just gonna do something, do it in like 2-3 weeks. This man had me do that junk in 5 days, bro. But anyways, I haven't done much else. I played Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which is one of the other reasons why I haven't did a podcast or doing much else, because that game is extremely long. It took me about 60 to 70 hours to beat, and I didn't do, okay, maybe 60 hours, and I didn't do all of the side quests. There's a lot of side quests. I'm gonna give you my review. No spoilers. If I'm to judge the game without being like an adult that got responsibilities, it's a 9 out of, okay, I can't, it's really hard to just rate this game. For me, if you like Final Fantasy VII, it's a 9 out of 10. If you are me, you're an adult, it's an 8 out of 10, because it's extremely too much. This is too much game. It's really too much game. I was actually trying to rush through it towards the end, because I'm like, I can't sit here and play this game every day. You know what I'm saying? I got about 2 to 3 hours maybe to play if I had the time. And then, like, I got to take a day to spend with my girl or spend with my kids. You know what I'm saying? So I can't play the game every day even if I wanted to. Now, if I was single, I'd probably been almost a 10 out of 10 game. But I'm not. Got kids, whatever. But anyways.
I'm raising my hand, teacher. I'm raising my
what's
hand.
What's up? What's up?
That same feeling, you enjoy the game, but it's just too long. That's the exact feeling of One Piece. Like, I'm watching it because it's like, I'm not trying to watch this forever.
Right.
That's the same as that feeling. Could be good, but it's like, it's just so long. But that's all I was saying.
Okay. I might have to watch One Piece when I retire, bro. But anyways.
Should be done by then.
Man, I know. If it's still going, I'm just not gonna pick it up, bro. I'm sorry, dog. I'm gonna just believe y'all, whatever y'all say. But now, if you're not a Final Fantasy VII fan at all, you're like okay with it, you might not like this game because it has pacing issues. Because the game is in the middle of like. The best story parts of Final Fantasy VII is in the beginning and the end. In the middle, not much really happens. And this is what this game is about. It's a lot of stuff happened, but not story-wise. It's really,
right.
Where's Sephiroth? Where's Sephiroth the entire time, right? So, and they do a lot of good stuff to pad it out, to give you, like, a reason. But there's also a lot of, like, padding in the game. And I'm just going to go ahead and say this one part. It's like a small, not a story spoiler, but like an experience spoiler. There's a one part where you play as Kate Sith and you have to throw some boxes. That's all I'm going to say. Why, bro? why is this mechanic in the game, dog? You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit of that. Now, if you're doing like a 100% or whatever, I don't know. But I will say, though, the side content is really nice. I really enjoyed the side content. I played most of the part. But like I said, it's just really too long. And when the story do start to pick up, they just kind of like, let's go over here for a second. Or let's do this for a second. There's a character that shows up that is in the game. In the original game, I don't want to say it because you might not know it. Even if you have been paying attention, you know it. But like, he's a cool dude. I like him. I'll just say that. But yeah, I think it's my game of the year at this point. But not by a lot. But like, I really did like the game. Like for me, a Final Fantasy VII fan, Rebirth finished it. I give it like a 9 out of 10. And if you are a VII fan, it's a must play. For sure, Dom, you're not going to finish the game.
I'm going to finish.
I'm telling you, you are not going to finish the game.
Right, if I don't finish games immediately, I still finish them. Calm down.
I also been playing Dragon's Dogma 2. I'm close to the end on that game. I did a good bit of the side content. Initially, I gave it a 9 out of 10, but now that I'm playing it some more, it's like an 8 out of 10 because it's essentially like the first one. But it needs to be more modernized now. You know, there's like, it doesn't have like, it has fast travel, but not traditionally. And then like, there's a lot of the same enemy types that you run into while you're running around. And it took some enemy types away, apparently, from the first one. I'm like, huh? You know, but
the first one didn't have fast travel.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the first one. So, they just need to modernize it, man. Get like, make a better world for fast travel. Make better, and then like make the story more like cohesive. I feel like they just be doing stuff sometimes. Like, I didn't even know this was about to happen. Like, what's really going on right now? Towards the end, anyway. And then like, there's like quote unquote stealth parts. It's like you can't even crouch. Like, so what's this? You know what I'm saying? So, it's very interesting choices, but everything else about the game is amazing. You know, the combat is great. The pawn system is great. Like, your pawns is like your teammates. That system is great. How they do side quests in general is pretty good. Like, all the characters in the game actually feel alive. They have like schedules. They're doing stuff. So I don't know. I really like it, man. They just really need to modernize it. I just hate running on one side of the map and you gotta run all the way over to the next side of the map. And then like, you can't sprint forever when you're outside the castles and stuff because it draws your stamina. Like, bro, you can't do either. You give me fast travel, bro, or you give me unlimited stamina, bro. You can't can't be doing that.
It's at least outside of battle, bro.
Yeah, it's ugly, bro. It's really ugly at times. I'm like, man, I'm about to just cut this off.
I do want to.
What's up?
I did have something. I meant to say it during Final Fantasy VII. I forgot. I've seen something where somebody online said it took them 150 hours to beat the game. And that was doing like all the like quests. Maybe not everything on the map, but all the quests. All the side quests. It took them 150 hours.
Bruh. There's like 5 or 6 open world sections. And they all have like the same amount of quests. And the same amount of markers. It's kind of ugly. I'm not going to hold you, bro. Now, those quests themselves are fun, but like, no. No. Now, I feel like I played on like the adjustable difficulty. I'm not sure. They have a hard mode, but I think adjustable is slightly harder than normal, depending on like if you're losing or not. And like, I feel like I wasn't leveling up fast enough. Like, if I was just doing the regular content. So, you got to do some of that side content. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Anyways, I went to... my character chose Tifa as a date for the gold saucer. It's... Don't get your hopes up. Anyways.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Any interest in playing The Last Ronin?
Yes and no. I like Wolong. I didn't finish it because like they have like
same people.
Yeah, Team Ninja. And they have in Wolong they have like all these like all this, it's like a loot game. Like all these all this gear, all this useless loot. I hate them kind of games now. Like I kind of get tired of like going through my inventory and deleting everything. Like I hate it. So I hope in Rise of the Ronin is not like that. I will play it though, but like, will I finish it? I don't know. When I will play it, probably when it goes on sale, because I'm not really looking for it. I'm actually trying to. I don't know. Anyways, Dragon Dogma 2 is cool. I'm not finished with it. 8 out of 10. I watched a movie, Interstellar. I think it came out in like 2014. It's a good movie. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you watch it. It's pretty long. It's like 2 hours and 40 something minutes, but
I saw that. I did see that.
Yeah. Mm. I liked it. I liked the movie. It was cool. I guess I could recommend it. I'm not saying it's like the best movie ever, but if you're looking for something to watch, like, it's a pretty solid movie. I would like to tell you why I like it, but it's kind of a spoiler. So.
Sound familiar. Okay. I know.
You ain't watch it, Don. You ain't watch it.
Why you say I didn't watch it?
Because you don't watch nothing. You watch One Piece.
No, that's not true, bro. I literally watched the Avatar show, bro.
Did anybody watch the Demon Slayer Hashira art thing?
No, bro. Nobody goes to the movie theater to see it.
I was going to. My time and it coming out didn't match up. I was going to be the guy to go. I don't care what you say. Don't disrespect them.
I'm not hyped at all. I ain't going to lie to you. Oh,
man. Nah, okay. I want to see the anime. I'm not going to go to the movie theater to see half of something I already seen and then one episode and they charging me $20-something.
Yeah,
I'm about
to go see half of
mid,
man.
Nah, I know. I ain't doing
it. I did it last time. I was a little, you know. But re-seeing those scenes in the theater, though, was like.
But you seeing half scenes that were really good, though. You about to go see half of scenes that was art not good.
maybe it was a reason I didn't see those.
Yeah, we trying to get you to. You the one keeping this. This foolery going, bro. They keep going to the movie theater. It's not even a movie. Anyways.
I'm sure you have a trash room. I'm sorry.
That's my intro. here we go with GP with the Sports Minute.
Oh, this is going to be quick. But congratulations to South Carolina Gamecocks women basketball team. Undefeated, rebounding Trump. Three-point shooting or shooting in general, because when you can grab 18 offensive rebounds and the other team shooting a bunch of threes, rebounds are a lot easier to sustain a whole game than it is to shoot. So shout out to South Carolina, the women's, as I've been telling y'all, they had the higher ratings television than the men.
Yeah, 24 million views peaked at 24 million, like live viewers.
Right, and so I think the men's. See, you know, Pete, I was saying on average it was like 19 to 14, 14 men, 19 women. So I'm really hoping that the women game could keep that trend going, especially for college, because then hopefully that could trickle to the WNBA. Because one reason why the WNBA don't succeed is because they don't get revenue. The NBA has to pay the WNBA and cover the cost that they lose. Because people just don't really watch it. People don't go to games and watch it, just being honest. But I'm hoping that the buzz that the girls from college are generating, the Angel Reese, the Caitlin Clarks, you know, the Aaliyah Brown, Juju is USC, she's a rookie. Like, all these names, I'm starting to know about them, right? I'm hoping that they can bring that with them and WNBA can start getting some of these contracts where it's like, oh, wow, they actually don't have to play in Russia to make money as a basketball player.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm hoping that translates. But congratulations to the Connecticut to win back-to-back championships and to win every game in the tournament by double digits. It looks easy, but that's a hard thing to do. So shout out to the guys, back-to-back champions. That's a memory you'll have for life, whether you play in the pros or not. And with these NIL deals, people don't need to play. They just make money in college and do the profession you want to do. So shout out to all of them. The NBA playoffs is gearing up. Some seats are basically settled. Some are not. I'm excited. I think this is, especially in the West, this is probably one of the competitive West we've seen in years. Last year was competitive. I think this year will be even better. The Masters, shout out to my hometown, Augusta. Masters kicking off. You know, it's a whole new city there. The streets clean. The air smells nice. The sunshine.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, we show you our true colors. So I hope y'all enjoying. I hope the streets ain't too busy down there for all my local homies down there. So,
I will say, for me, we only really drive in the morning and then in like around 4 or 5 to get the girls. But when the Masters traffic is here, it's almost like it's what Augusta used to be. Like, on outside of like watching the road over there, right?
Right.
I'm like, man, I love driving now because like, it ain't 90 maniacs driving at the same time no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like the usual traffic, you know. But nowadays, I don't know if you know, but here, man, it's so packed here now, man. You can't leave the house unless it's like midnight without like traffic for real.
So. Nah, I didn't. Nah, it's just, so it's only got a little worse, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely pretty bad here. It's just growing and it keep building. I don't know where these people work, bro. Like, you're building all these apartments and houses, but no businesses. Everybody working at
my piece. Home, bro. Like, doing assignments again, working from home, man.
And bro, I'm surprised the amount of people I speak to on like daily with my job who do work from home. Like, man, all y'all got all these problems, man, but none of y'all at the place. Man, it took me an hour to get to. It took me like 2 hours to drive to the base. I'm like, bro, I don't know what to tell you. It's something they gotta take care in person.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Funny.
But yeah, that's all I got for sports, man. I mean, I'm excited for the women's game. I hope that go up, and you know, I'm excited for the NBA playoffs. Dom, your Timberwolves, they looking like real contenders without Karl Anthony Towns.
Hey, man, people been talking about this. Like, man, hey, man, y'all still doing good without Cat, man. That just ain't more sign to get rid of him.
Yeah, because the backup are pretty good.
Yeah, I think he was injured a bit too, but now it's Reed, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because y'all paid him this summer. Like, this past summer, y'all paid him. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man. Yeah, it might be a sign.
You weren't doing nothing with just Cat up there, bro.
Right.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to it, you know. They do fairly good against, like, the teams people worry about in the West. So, I like to see how that pan out. Mm. Hope they don't lose first round again.
Gotcha. I hope you boys don't either. But like I said, don't clip us. I wasn't a believer. I'm a believer now, and then they're going to break my heart. But I'm saying it now. I'm riding with my Clippers. I don't believe in the Hawks at all. I'm a Hawks fan, but let's just move on. Next.
I will say I did have a comment to make about the Sports Minute. I know you said South Carolina went 38-0. You know, last season, they only lost, I think, one game. And that was against what? Like the, what?
Iowa. Yeah, against Iowa.
The one game they lost against Iowa. Yep.
Yep, in the Final Four.
Yep, and now this season, they, you know, won, lost no games. I know you were saying about the rebounding, but thing with their team kind of stacked. And, you know, compared to everybody else, they got, like, the most size on them compared to, like, Iowa. It's, like, a big size difference.
I wasn't saying they was getting rebounds.
Yeah, I know.
They wanted more, but when you just got 6'7", 6'5", 6'4", girls, and you only got 6'2", and 6'1", I mean, there's only so much you can do. You better hit every shot, and that's just hard to do, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if this kind of... Oh, what did you say?
Oh, no, the girl, I forget her name, Johnson? I forget her name. Who guarded Caitlin Clark when she went, like, 2-for-11 after that first quarter? She really was, like... the second MVP of the game. She did her thing.
Yeah.
Hey,
I was going to say, I did have one more thing. I don't know if this kind of Sports Minute. I know people don't really care about wrestling like that anymore. What, the WrestleMania 40, bro?
Nah. Okay,
pay attention to that.
I did. I checked it out.
It was kind of crazy, man. They had, you had the Rock and John Cena show up. Had the Undertaker show up. Hey, man, it was bringing back all the old people, man. It was kind of crazy out there.
Yeah, I watched that, man. I'd probably be happy as heck, man. Back in the day, you got a lot of wrestling action figures and wrestling each other every time we get good together.
Yeah. It was cool to watch. It was cool from what I was watching. Oh, no, I know. It'd be looking interesting. I'd be thinking about going back to watching wrestling. Just, to, you know, watch it. Just see what's going on, man. Wrestling. They got all, like, Randy Orton back. I see him pump back. Going crazy out there.
Yeah, they getting, Triple H doing his thing. Being though, you know, Vince McMahon had to step down with all the other allegations. Yeah,
they got the Rock on the board and everything is working too.
Making
a
comeback.
People saying he's doing his thing, man. Right. People were saying Vince McMahon had started like kind of sabotaging the business because he knew he was going about to go down. But you know.
Oh gosh. That's
but you know, that's people speak. You know,
right.
All right, Dom, you're up, bro.
All for me. Oh, all right. So, a drama minute. I ain't got much to say. I'm saying, you know, apparently, you know, the rap beef between the quote-unquote big three. You know, it was back then when I first brought it up. You had Kendrick had, you know, he was on a Future collab or Future album he did with Metro Boomin. He was featured on a song like that. He sent some shots after the, you know, the other two proclaimed members of the big three He was sending shots to, what's his name, Drake and J. Cole. Right. Mainly Drake, but you know J. Cole was a part of them. And you know, J. Cole had responded. Did y'all listen to any of this?
Yes.
I never listened to it. I know I heard K. Dot's song, but I never listened to J. Cole's response at all.
The song itself was cool, but the disses in the song were not good. Right. But you had any opinion, Soup?
Yeah, man. I listened to both. When I heard Like That, I was like, man, this is fire. The beat was going crazy. Because his shots wasn't like too crazy at him. You know what I'm saying? It was definitely more aimed at Drake than J. Cole or whatever. But I did like the track. It was nice. But then I heard J. Cole. And I listened to J. Cole's whole project. It's called Might Delete Later.
Yep.
And I liked it. I thought it was a pretty decent record, period. But 7 Minute Drill, which is the main diss to Kendrick, when I heard that, I'm like, I don't feel like he really wanted to do it. It really didn't feel like he really wanted to diss Kendrick when I first heard it. And it wasn't okay. It was all right. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, the words were more so from somebody that probably is on Twitter, right? What he was saying about Kendrick. And it didn't really feel like it came from him, you know? And that's kind of how I was feeling about it. And, you know, I saw a lot of biases at the time. Of people who love J. Cole. Like, oh, my God.
It was
Kendrick getting this, blah, blah, blah. Do something, Kendrick. Like, you ain't going to do nothing. Like, bro, like, come on, man. It wasn't even that. This wasn't even that good, to be honest. But
it wasn't. And, you know, people, a lot of the stuff he was saying, people was also saying, you know, stuff people actually said about, you know, J. Cole himself.
Yeah. Speaking as someone who does not have a dog in the fight, I think both of them are good artists. It is amazing how people flip. It's funny. 2 or 3 days ago, J. Cole released it, whatever. You heard J. Cole coming? Yeah, we out here. Yeah. And then maybe like yesterday or whatever. Man, it takes a real bit person to apologize for making a diss. I said, y'all was the most flippity-floppy person, bro.
I hate it.
Don't do that.
I know, bro. I know.
Just a wrong person. I'm like, y'all are fake. Like, I have no idea what the beef, what it was. I've never heard any of that songs, but when I saw that, I said, I can't stand people sometimes, bro.
To clarify, they're not really upset at each other. Now, Drake and Kendrick, they don't care for each other for sure. But right, J. Right. Cole and Kendrick, they're like, you know, they're peers, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Yeah, so he was just on a song with Drake, and he was like, well, I'm sending shots. Like, you're going to catch it straight, but, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
But yeah,
wasn't
like,
directly towards you.
Yeah, but I guess I'll let Don continue to say
this. Yeah,
next
I was gonna say, J. Cole, and then he did end up apologizing, you know, saying, you know, he was saying, you know, that's one of the corniest things he felt like he ever did. And I'll say, if you listen to it, it's like, he, you know, one thing he always said, he was like, not the person, he always said he not the person like fake beef, you know, fake rap beef or whatever like that. He always said stuff like that. He said stuff like that in previous interviews. And you know, I'm not technically, I guess, a fan of either. Obviously, yeah, they make good music, both of them. And I'll say, people who I was saying it, like, people were saying, a lot of people I did see when the K-Dot first released his beef was saying, you know, it didn't seem like something, Cole don't seem like the person who would respond to something like this, right? A lot of people I was looking at was saying they hope Cole doesn't respond, because it's like, if any of y'all like a Cole fan, you know, it's like he's not the type of person who would really respond to stuff like this, right? Then I seen, you know, some people say, you know, obviously I seen the masses of like Cole fans switch up, you know, like you said, when he did apologize. But then I seen some people who kind of had like the same sentiment of, you know, that, but I don't seem like they was like a switched up per se.
I can respect that if you from the beginning was like, yeah, this don't sound like Cole, I'm a little surprised that he did it, and then the apology come, you can back up your claim and be like, yeah, see, I knew this wasn't like Cole. Yeah. It just was all because you support him, like, you know. But I'm talking about, though, it's funny. It's a meme. It's like, I can't remember what the meme said. I can't remember the first picture, But the second picture was Martin Luther King, and it was like, man, that's how you be a white brother. I was like, and the first picture was like Tupac, and everybody cheering them on. And then the next picture was Martin Luther King. I was like, see,
yeah.
The memes is, that's exactly how I felt, though. People was really wanting him to beef. That's the people I'm referring to when I say that. But yeah, there are fans who know, like, this not J. Cole. Like, this don't sound like J. Cole. I don't know why he did it. That's I can respect that.
That's what I was saying earlier about biases. Like, there's clear bias against, like, you're like, did you even hear Kendrick's verse? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you just hear J. Cole response and just be like, yeah, J. Cole? And then when he's apologizing, right, be like, you know, it's a bit, you know, I was there heart to heart. Like, bro, come on, dog. Come on, bro. I hate that. I hate it. Like, and they be feeling that way too. Cause that's my thing. And not just this in general, but like, if you got a clear bias against something, please state it. Don't be out here giving your opinions and stuff, and you got this huge bias, right? And that's why when I get my opinions on stuff, especially when I even said Final Fantasy, like, hey, man, I'm a Final Fantasy VII fan. This is how I feel about it. And if you're not, you're probably not going to like it like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, Final Fantasy VII is amazing. It's the best. It's the best. And then when it get, like, poor reviews, I'm like, man, they said they was, you know, working on it. They going to work on it. You know what I'm saying? They going to work. Like, nah, bro, like, it sucked. It sucked. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyways. Yeah, man. That's my whole thing about this, like, cause I understand why he did it, and I'm kind of glad he apologized, but at the same time, I wish he kind of did it in a different way, cause like Twitter was going crazy, like Facebook was different, like Facebook had the biased dudes, Twitter, bro. It was people turning on dude. It was like, it was crazy. They were like, they wanted blood. Bro, it was crazy. I ain't never, it's, you get about a few of those a year on Twitter, bro. Like when everybody going wild, that was the first one of the year, bro. Like, okay, second if you count Diddy. But we got one real great. I don't know, music going crazy right now. Music got Twitter going explosive. So yeah, They weren't laying it off. They was going crazy, but I respect them for what he did. Like, I don't really care about all that stuff. I don't care if they.
Right.
So it is what it is. People saying like, rap is built upon like competition, etc. And I disagree with that. Now there is competition in rap for years on years, but like, bro, people used to rap about going to the store and buying a hat. You know what I'm saying? Like, that used to be the song, bro, and that was hip hop back then. You know what I'm saying? So, it ain't always about like bigging up, like having like your enemy shooting shots at him or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's about a lot of stuff. So when people saying hip hop dead because J. Cole apologized, y'all really ain't. I don't know. They might. Everybody be on the internet, bro. They just on the internet.
right. Did you think he should apologize, Don? I'll let it go after that. You think he should apologize?
If you look at his character, yeah. But somebody who would, I guess, after hearing the diss, I was like, maybe it is best he apologize. You know what I'm saying?
when you said that, I take it that the diss was weak. It's just say, bro, I apologize for putting this garbage out. Like, I respectfully, of course, but.
I don't know if y'all heard. I know Don Mia heard a song where, like, I think it's at the end of either DNA or what's, I forgot what song is off of Kendrick, but he was like, there's like misusing. I seen you misusing your influence or something like that, like I used to, or something like that.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're right.
They was quoting that. It was like that whole quote about when Kendrick said that, it really lined up with what J. Cole did, and it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. And I honestly feel like, you know, like, if I don't know why J. Cole was on the internet listening to what people were saying about that ass, bro. That's literally what happened, bro.
People was in his ears, bro.
Nah, that's literally what happened. And then, like, after he apologized, people was posting memes about, like, how Kendrick Lamar was in his dreams. Top of the morning. Yo, man, it was hilarious, dog. It was hilarious, but.
Oh, poor Kendrick.
I know.
No. Bro, poor J. Cole.
Yeah, man. And he's a good guy, bro. I know.
That's what
I'm
saying,
dog.
Right.
Hey, man. It is. You got to take your L's, bro. He'll be all right.
Yep.
He'll be all right, man. But anyways, any more, Dom?
Nah, that was it for me. I know we ain't talking about the Diddy stuff. I'm pretty sure everybody heard about
man,
that.
Man, we ain't got it. Yeah, we don't know.
Man's on the run, man.
We are. Let's go. We
know what now.
Before I get into the gaming news real quick, Invincible Season 2 has actually finished. I haven't watched it yet. Me and my girl probably gonna start watching it tomorrow.
I did watch a few episodes of it.
What you think so far? No spoilers. Man.
Mid.
Okay.
Are you like the first half or the second half?
Second half. Two episodes in the second half. Two episodes.
You know, you're not the only person I heard say that, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not even being
that's
why
I ain't saying that.
Credits. Yeah, I'm not being
a
hard
critic.
You're
not the only person I heard say that. Like, I hear both sides. I've either heard mid or like really good. So.
Yes.
It's not bad. I say that. It's not bad.
Y'all been watching X-Men 97? I heard that thing been fire.
Not yet. I plan to, though.
Where can I watch it? I know
it's
a lazy question.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, ain't it?
I think
it's on Disney Plus. Once I finish One Piece, I will start it. But I'm not watching anything while I'm watching One Piece. That's kind of what I made myself.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's the first Marvel, first X-Men thing that's like with like Disney Marvel.
Right, because the Fox used to own them. So that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, me and my girl are going to pick up those two this week. I'll return to y'all with some reviews. So into the gaming news. So first up, we got a couple of summer showcases that has been confirmed. We got Summer Game Fest that starts on the June 7th, which is now the biggest one since E3 has forever been laid to rest. Unfortunately. It depends on how you look at it.
How you look at it, right?
Yeah. Xbox Showcase June 9th and Ubisoft Forward Showcase June 10th, which is their second time, I think, having a showcase. I think their first one was last year called Ubisoft Forward, but just to reiterate, no E3. I'm kind of sad about that because I always wanted to go E3 growing up, bro, and I never got to go, but I did get to go to PAX East, and that's fun. That was fun. So maybe not next year. Maybe the year after next. Because next year, I want to go to Japan. Maybe next year or year after next, me and my girl go to Summer Game Fest just to see what's up. But yeah. So more gaming news. Dead Space 2 remake may not be getting made. It's a rumor. It's been a lot of talk about... the rumor was Dead Space 2 was considered... And then they dropped it for Battlefield. And EA came out and was like, none of this stuff is valid. But pretty much, I think the consensus is they never really considered making Dead Space 2 remake. And when I say considered, I think started pre-production on things. They was more so saying they did have a survey asking people how they feel about a Dead Space 2 remake. For sure, though, the game is probably not being worked on. For sure. But I'm hoping maybe in the next 5, maybe 10 years, we get a remake for 2. I never played 2, but if we don't get it in the next couple years, I might just pick up and play the old OG 2. Because I really love the original Dead Space, especially the remake. The remake is really good. Destiny 2 last expansion trailer came out recently. It's releasing this summer. And a lot of speculation is this is going to be the last expansion because they are making Destiny 3. I will be excited for Destiny 3 because I actually like Destiny. I like the game. I'm just not deep into the DLC and stuff like that. But I'll welcome a Destiny 3 for sure. Especially nowadays, man. I play it. Speculation is not confirmed or anything. So we'll see hopefully by this summer. Because they're still working on, Bungie's still working on that game called Marathon, which is supposed to be an extraction shooter, but we don't know. Nobody knows for sure. Star Wars Outlaw got a trailer released actually recently as well. They got a release date as well, August 30th, 2024. My initial impression when they showed gameplay, I think last year or year before, it looked like it'd be an alright game, you know, like an alright Ubisoft game. They just need to clean it up or whatever.
With a lot of ejectives.
Yeah, we'll see. We don't know anything for sure.
Star Wars version of the Avatar.
Hopefully not. But you was playing the Avatar game with your girl, right?
Yeah, but it was just because it was Avatar.
Maybe because it's Star Wars. That,
you loyal to the franchise.
It's literally just take Far Cry and then throw like Avatar in place of it.
Okay.
I'm being
see. I mean, it's being made. Well, the same developers that made Avatar also made The Division. They're also making this game. So maybe they learned their lesson. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm gonna feel like it's gonna be the same. I probably still pick it up.
Stop, man.
I'm gonna pick it up because it's Star Wars.
But look, bro, Ubisoft made the latest Prince of Persia game, and that was fire, bro. That's a fire game. I recommend.
But it don't look like it's gonna be an open world game with a lot of. It wasn't open world. You know that's the problem. They make open world games that don't need to be.
Man, technically it's open world. You go left and right, no load screen. Anyways, What else? Amazon.
We had a conversation about that. About stop making open world games.
They don't make that many open world games.
Open world for no reason.
No reason. Okay. We don't even know if it's going to be open world. We'll see. Anyways, Amazon's TV show or Amazon's version Fallout TV show, whatever. Fallout, the TV show that's on Amazon. The critics apparently love it. It's like a high 90s on the tomato meter.
Wow.
I know. And a lot of people saying, watch it. So guess what? It releases April the 11th, which is tomorrow. So by the time this release is out, and the first episode will be free on Twitch. So if you don't have Amazon Prime, there you go. Me and my girl are gonna be watching it, so we might watch it tomorrow. We got a lot of stuff to watch. I've been gaming for a long time. I kind of want to go back and watch TV with my girl. So
I will say this: apparently, the second season of Halo was actually pretty good. It's better. I'll say it's better. I won't say it's good. Apparently, it's better than the first season.
They already got a second season.
How hard?
Yes. Where am I?
How hard is it when the floor? Is the floor okay?
No, but I heard like the things they did, they actually did the things they improved on, they actually did better. Like that Master Chief was,
bro. How you if you come out with a second season and is the same or worse than the first, then why are you even exist?
Don't
the ceiling is the floor, bro.
There you go, dog. You
the ceiling is the flow.
You shouldn't have brought this up.
That's happened in a lot of shows, though. The first season and then the second season come out, be like.
Man. They're comparing it to the first season, bro. They're not comparing it to greatness. I ain't watching that garbage, bro. I ain't watching that garbage. Anyways, I did want to watch it, but I saw reviews and it was just like every time I see reviews, they're just angry because it's better, but like they still do stupid
it's not
stuff.
Halo, man.
They do dumb stuff. So nah, I'm good, man. You can't have Master Chief taking off his helmet and the show sucks. I'm sorry. You got to do one or the other. All right. Anyways, what else? So, yeah, Fallout TV show and game emulators will soon be on the Apple Store. So, you know, if you like OG games, some game preservation, you might find it on the Apple Store soon. Last but not least, Gear 6 will likely be revealed at the Xbox showcase I talked about earlier. And honestly, I'm welcoming it. I kind of miss Gears of War.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I was playing Gears 5 with Naya. It's actually pretty fun.
It's a good game. It's a good game, bro.
It's still pretty fun.
Yeah.
I probably didn't play it because I was just tired of Gears of War, but it was fun.
Nah, I actually like Gears of War. Honestly, I will hope Gears of War continue more than Halo. Cause
hey, I heard Gears of War One still holds up, bro.
Bro, it's a good series. It is, bro. It is. It really is.
I heard Gears of War One still holds up multiplayer and all, bro.
Yes, dog. Wow. Yes, bro. Yes. It's a good game.
I
dog.
Came out like,
I remember having fun
Halo
with Gears of War.
Halo 3 came out, bro.
Yeah. Me and my girl are probably gonna go back and play it. The OGs.
The only thing I was good at was spamming with a chainsaw gun.
Getting blisters. I think that's it. I think that's everything I want to say in the game. So,
yeah. Oh, Remnant 2 had an update. It's crossplay. It's old now. I think it's been about 2 or 3 weeks now. Remnant 2 is crossplay now. So, it's any system can play. And it's another DLC coming. If it's not already out, it should be sometime this week. But it was a while ago. I saw the news and was thinking, oh, man, I got to tell it. And then it never happened. I was like, I forgot. But man, when you said DLC, they did, bro. Remnant 2,
you sending out this recruitment beacon. Like, come on, bro. Nobody want to play with you, dog. Let the game go.
No, bro. Stop.
Look, bro, they put Diablo 4 on Game Pass. We have to play it.
Yeah, that is on
Game Pass. We have to play it. It's on Game Pass now. We ain't got to buy it. I play with you, bro. So yeah, you better play. You better get on Diablo 4. I don't care, bro.
I
sacrificed my time for you, bro. I did.
I was waiting for them to put the Blizzard games on Game Pass.
Diablo 4, man. Whenever y'all just let me know, man. I hop on, man. You right. I ain't got nothing to say.
Oh, I think it's also rumored they're going to talk about the new Call of Duty at the Xbox Showcase because, you know, Xbox now owns Activision. So be on the lookout for that. Honestly, Xbox need this to hit. Because if this Call of Duty is the worst Call of Duty that's ever released, I'm telling you, just stop being Xbox, bro. Just stop being Xbox. All right.
Call of Duty has been bad. Like, it's been going down.
Man, say that out of here every year, man. It's up and down, bro, for real.
Because people who are going to buy Call of Duty going to buy Call of Duty.
Yeah, but if they make it so that people actually don't, you know how crazy that is? Like, Xbox just got to go, bro. We need somebody else.
Just gotta go, bro.
Nah, I feel you though.
All right, man. Main top. If you haven't read the title of this episode, what you doing? But the main topic is. Wait, what is the main top? How do I say it again? I was like, how? How much believe it do you know? How much Naruto do you know? Do you know how Naruto?
Naruto is claimed by one of the people here as one of the favorite animes as of today. It could change; it's a rotating thing. But someone said they really like Naruto. But who else I'm talking about?
It ain't my. It's probably top 10 for sure.
No,
I know both of y'all got the same favorite show, man. Hey,
top five.
You had Naruto in top 5 for sure.
If I ain't thinking about it, let me see. Attack on Titan.
Right.
It's so hard to think of anything else because it's so good. I really got to think about it if I'm going to get another 4, though. But if I was to just shoot from the hip from top anime, Attack on Titan, I love Samurai Champloo. That's in my top 5 for sure.
You finished it.
Dang, bro. I hate when I think about anime because I'm like, what anime have I watched? I watched a lot, but I'm like, which ones did I really like? I could put Yu Yu Hakusho for sure. Hunter x Hunter for sure. What are some other anime? Y'all give me some names, bro.
Bro, I ain't got time for it. You know Naruto is up there.
Naruto is definitely up there, but I don't know if it's top 5.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z top 10 for sure.
Hold up. What's
anyways, don't worry
about it. JJK.
Dang, is that in my top 10? I don't think so, bro. I don't think JJK in my top 10, bro.
I think you gotta give more shows.
It was definitely trending that way until season 2, bro. I'm sorry.
I think you gotta give shows more time to sit, though. Like newer shows. The more you sit on
right, that's
the
right.
More the more I'm sitting on JJK, the more I'm not liking it. I'm sorry. I'm for real, bro. I'll be like... I can't get with it.
I ain't gonna lie. The more I sit on 100-100, the more I like it. After watching again.
Yeah, I still thought you was crazy whenever you said it. But anyway.
We all
have a respect for Naruto. We all should have some knowledge. I think everyone read the manga and saw anime, or was it just me with manga?
Nah, I read the manga.
It's just you. Or you two then.
I didn't read like OG Naruto, but I started reading like maybe a little more than halfway through Shippuden.
Yeah, Shippuden. Yeah, I don't think nobody read regular Naruto. They was actually releasing episodes at a decent pace. But anyway. So we all have, or maybe using the same question emulator. So we're going to run some questions. We're going to see who knows the most about Naruto universe. I was going to make a side bet on this to make this more interesting. Whoever get first place.
I'm not counting the tally, bro.
Bro, I'm counting it. Whoever get first place. I put the bet later. I'll tell y'all in the next episode what I end up doing. But, Dom, since it was your idea, you had the great question generator, I'll let you start off, man.
Oh, I thought you was going to read the question.
High Q is definitely my top 5.
All right, I can pull it up. Let me see if it's still up. All right, here we go. So how are we gonna do this? So if I read the question, that means I can't answer, right?
No, if you can hide the answers,
you gotta be honest, like... obviously. All
right, let me do it from here. All right, give me 1 second. That is way too easy. All right, here we go. First question: what is Naruto's favorite food?
Bro, next.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Next. Okay. Ramen.
All right.
Yeah, that's all he ate. Group. He literally ate nothing else.
Oh my god. All right, man. Ramen's all you think of. All right. Who said this line? Like I don't know this one. I wish I could stick around and play a little longer. Who said this? I think it's Shikamaru. I wish I could stick around and play a little longer. Who said this?
That is a good guess.
I think it's Shikamaru. That's my first. That's my answer.
Ooh, Shikamaru. Say something like that. Play a little longer, bro.
Dang. I'm gonna go with Kisame.
That is crazy. Maybe I'll go with Obito.
Obito. Run to this one. All right, here we go. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Kabuto. Since he is a spy for Orochimaru, he decided his best to withdraw from the tuning exams before the preliminaries.
I could have got that one too.
I wouldn't have got that. No. The Kabuto is the one.
He's always running.
He's gonna be cool.
He ain't started really going for nobody until like war.
He waited to the very end to finally do something and still got smacked by a dip.
Yeah.
No, that was real. Okay, so nobody got that right. Well, we all to a great start with this. What? Now this okay, I'm not gonna do that. That was too easy. Alright, here we go. Y'all ready? In one of Haku's flashbacks, it shows him and Zabuza standing together looking down at a village. What does Haku say in this flashback?
Bruh, I ain't getting that one.
Oh, man. We can never return to this place, Zabuza.
Man, why would we remember that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's my guess. I don't know what that is. Since y'all gave
up. I'm giving up.
Think as me as better weapon to be kept at your side and used as you see fit.
I remember him saying that, but like, why would he say that while looking at a village, bro? I ain't getting that. I'm good, dog. I'm good. Next question.
All right. This is, some of these questions are just so easy that I'm just skipping. All right, here we go. This should be something we should know. What does the symbol on Gaara's forehead mean?
Do y'all know that for sure, or we guessing?
I'm about to...
I ain't gonna care. I'm guessing, bro.
All right,
I think it might be either two or three things, bro. But I'm guessing one.
I'm gonna say on his forehead. I'm gonna say demon.
I was gonna say monster.
Okay.
I was gonna go the opposite route. I was gonna say something like love, bro.
What? Watch you right.
Take away some points from him.
Did his auntie love him or something? Then and
you know they was making it seem like he was hated by his mom and stuff. No, they was making it seem like he was hated, you know? But he wasn't hated, bro.
He thought he was hated.
Dom got the first point on the board. The answer is love.
Hey, I knew it was either like something like hateful or it's like, I was like, bro, I was like, he had nothing that
man,
crazy.
Man, what the heck, bro? I'm about to get off
Gaara's,
this podcast.
Gaara's
one of my favorite characters, bro. Listen, I knew something was something like that.
It says Gaara's mother placed that mark on him when he was born. She told him, love yourself. And only yourself. Boy, he took that to heart for that beginning. It falls up, but... Oh, Gaara. You got issues, but... Huh? Okay, So this is for you, Soup. You should... This is your boy.
Oh, my God.
Itachi Uchiha killed his best friend in order to obtain the Mangekyo Sharingan. What was the name of the person he drowned?
drown somebody? Golly, I didn't know he was that crazy.
Maybe reconsider if I like him or not.
Like, what?
Yeah, I didn't realize he drowned somebody, bro.
No, come on, man. Uchiha, bro. That's it. That's all I got.
I'm just thought. I know that ain't true.
He drowned a Uchiha. I get half a point.
Dog, you got an answer?
I said, I'm going to just say Shisui. That might not even be true. I'm going to just say it, bro.
Bro, Shisui killed himself, bro.
Yeah, he did jump off a cliff, didn't he? He jumped off a cliff into some water, bro. He might have drowned. That might have been counted as Itachi drowning him, man.
Bro, if he hit the ground, live, and then drown, it's crazy.
Now, this is... Okay.
What, man?
The answer it has is Shisui. No, bro, I don't understand that either.
This is a fake site, bro.
Itachi drowned Shisui in a river in order to obtain the Mangekyo Sharingan. Itachi used a regular Sharingan to copy Shisui's handwriting to make it look like Shisui committed suicide.
All right, whatever, bro.
Oh, I feel like Don got a point and I got one because that was just like this, bro.
Bro, no, bro. You ain't counting that. You are not counting that.
That's not even true.
That's not even true. We can put this up on YouTube right now, bro.
Okay.
We'll clearly see this dude jumping straight off the cliff.
Let's give us a question that we might know, man. Let's do a better question. Who is the first person Naruto successfully uses Rasengan on?
Oh my god. I already know this.
Everybody know this, right?
I think I do.
He was protecting.
Alright, if you think you know it, say it. I know it.
Because I know me and Suit know. Okay.
So this is my thought process. He was trying to use it on Tsunade for a long time, but I think the first time he did it on was Kabuto. So I'm gonna say Kabuto for this one.
Alright, next question.
Yes, Kabuto. Yeah, he did Tsunade. Remember, Kabuto was about to stab him. He grabbed it with his hand, and then he used his other hand to use the Rasengan because he had the clones. Okay. Finally started up.
Okay.
So should have said who the second person he used it on.
Yeah, that would be tough.
That'd be a hard one.
Yeah.
Who was the second one?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
At that point, he was just using it, though.
Nah, let me see. He ain't fight again.
Second one. Maybe Sasuke?
Would it be Sasuke?
He ain't hit him with it though.
They
clashed. I think the next person he actually hit somebody with was
was that Itachi doppelganger, bro. That Itachi dead body clone Jake.
Yeah, he did hit him with that. But
random dead body, bro.
Itachi doppel. All right, next question. Bro.
Okay. Konohamaru is related to which Kazekage?
Kazekage or Hokage?
I said Kazekage.
Why did they say the third Hokage? Why did they say the third Hokage, bro?
I don't think he related any of them, bro.
He's literally blood lineage.
That's an answer? You can say none? Is that an answer?
Bro. I don't know, man.
That's not...
They never mentioned this. I think... Yeah, because he's the Hokage is who he related to.
He's related to the third Hokage. He's literally blood lineage.
It's a fake question, bro. It's a fake question. So I'm going to say nothing because there ain't no Kazekage. I'm going with Suit, bro.
He's Asuma's nephew, right?
Yes.
He's in the blood lineage of the Hokage.
Okay, yeah, it was a trick question, bro. They said none of these. I was like, what? If you paid attention, you will see what I put, bro.
Man, get these whack questions out of here, bro. Next. Wasting time, dog. All right,
bro. Man, I thought it was something there.
What, we're going first to 10, man?
Sure, you at one. This is terrible.
We got to be like the only person to answer.
Yeah.
Man, we ain't finna do all that. We just asking questions.
Nah. You at one, dog. I'm keeping scope, man. Don't worry about it. Who tricked Naruto into stealing a sacred scroll?
I don't remember that dude's name.
I know his name.
You know his name? Yeah. What's his name?
Start with what, Mizuki? I think that should be it, right?
That might be it.
Mizuki?
Mizuki. I'll be watching like
Swag Dom Kage got and stuff. Dom up too, bro.
I'll be watching Swag Kage and stuff, bro.
How do you even know that?
I swear I just watched a random YouTube video like a few days ago and it was talking about that guy.
Next question.
Hold on, man.
Hi, just well, you should have said what he looked like. I could have answered it.
Oh, lightish blue hair, bro. A big kuna on his back.
Hold on.
What episode was that?
Like the first episode, literally.
Yeah. All right, here we go. A member of the bug-controlled Aburame clan, Aburame Shino is a Ginyu-ranked shinobi that was assigned to which team? Example, Naruto was put in Team 7.
Who was he with? He was with Kiba and...
Team 10 is Shikamaru and them, right? That's Team 10? Or is this Team 10? I think
Oh, man, that's a good question. I think you got multiple choice?
But no, multiple choice. I can't scroll down no more.
Yeah, I think Team 10 is the one with...
I'm gonna say they was Team 12? That's too high.
How many teams was it?
I don't even know. Team 3? I'm gonna say Team 3.
So we got a Team 10, we got a Team 7. I'm gonna go with Team 9. I'm gonna go in between.
I'm gonna say 3.
I'm gonna say Team Kurai. And what is it?
Bro,
that's my guess.
See, Soup, that's why you ain't getting that right. I knew this. 8. Teammate. Okay. His sensei is Yui, Kuranai, and his teammates are.
See, Kuranai. That's what I want to say. Man. I gotta have a point.
You ain't got nothing. Okay, here we go. What did Uruka... Now, this should be easy, but at the same time, maybe not. What did Uruka give Naruto after he defeated Mizuki?
Oh, y'all know it?
Yeah, I do know this answer. I know this answer. Do you know it, Sue? I know this answer, bro.
Ain't gonna lie, the first episode is one of my favorite episodes. It was so hard to...
I know this episode. I mean this answer. But I gotta let Soup know. I'm gonna write it down so I can prove my point.
No, I believe you. I'm being honest. I don't remember. But I'm gonna say his headband.
It was a headband.
Okay.
Yep.
He took the headband off his head.
We finally on the board. We on the board. Dom 3. We just finally getting on, but we gonna get there one day.
You gotta think about it. That's significant. He can't give him nothing else. Like, we give him a cake or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gotta be something that you see. Like,
he could have gave him a note, bro.
Yeah. All right.
So we know the answer to this. I don't know how you would answer this, but it says, whose body is Pain made of?
What's his name? Dang, bro. What is his name?
I know it. I know this one.
Bro.
Hey, give me a second. Dang, it's right there. Dang.
I know this one.
Let's start with.
Nah, he knows, so he trying to.
I don't remember.
You guys are pathetic. Yahiko, man.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all are pathetic. Come on, man. Ain't Pain one of your favorite villains? Should be ashamed of yourself, Soup, more than anybody.
Ain't nobody remember that minor character, bro.
Y'all disrespectful, bro. What is the name of Tsunade's boyfriend?
Bruh.
I know this one, too. What's up? I'm catching up now. What's up? At least I think I know this one.
I don't, Skip.
Dang. Dude, I want to blank on these names now, bro.
The answer I'm saying is Dan.
I'm going to say Jim, bro.
Jim.
All right. Dan. Like I said, give me my point. Dan. D-A-N, bro. Both Dan and her brother did. We know. Anyways. Hey, man. Well, I'm tired with you now, dog. Who was the proctor for the preliminary round of the tuning exam?
Damn. Wait. Preliminary? Which round is that one? I know you had the... What does preliminary mean?
Why we got a first name?
Oh, the first?
It's okay, I help you out. It's the dude. Ain't it the interrogator dude with the scar on his face? Because that was the first round. They had the written exam.
Preliminary is the round right before the end. That's preliminary.
What the? What?
Yes, preliminary is the lag. It's the round right before the last round. So it's probably the fight between, like, you know, when they all fight each other.
No, I think there might be. It's right, either bro. The force of death or force of death or the test, bro.
I think it's the test, bro, when it says preliminary round, because the tuning exam to me didn't actually start until you was in the field. And then you did the tournament thing. But preliminary was that test.
I'm going for
it. I think it's the interrogator.
I don't know his name anyway.
I'm going for the death. I'm going to just say Shanko, whatever her name is, bro.
Anko, man.
Anko, well, yeah.
Why do I remember his name? I'm terrible at names, bro.
I don't know nobody's name. Nobody remember the name of that dang interrogator dude, though, bro.
I don't remember people's name in real
life.
Start
with a G, though. I bet you it start with a G, though.
Abiki Morono. Let me type the name to make sure this is actually who I think it is. Abiki Morono. Yep, the interrogator. Like I said. We knew who he was. At least I did. But Soup didn't know this.
Yeah, I knew if it was the test, it was the interrogator.
Well, yeah, if it was a test, interrogator. But you don't know what that dude's name, bro.
All right, so since you don't want to know names, which member of Team Hebe did Sasuke pick up first?
Oh.
This after he beat his brother. Which member of Team
Hebe?
He got him before they beat his brother.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was wrong. This after he beat Orochimaru. He beat Orochimaru. That's who it was.
I forget these people's names. Bro, this is crazy. I remember all the other members, but this guy.
It's the first. I'm gonna say. It's between.
Hold on! Don't say the name. I'm guessing we're going off names.
Yeah, I know the name, bro. Okay, at least what's the ability? Like, give me the ability. I'll let that slide if you know the ability.
The water dude.
Yeah.
Suigetsu.
Yeah, Suigetsu. I knew it started with S.
Come on, man.
Bro, I told you I'm not good at names.
I knew it started with an S.
I knew at Jugo names.
Jugo and Karin. It was Karin next and then Jugo.
After killing Orochimaru, Sasuke went to the war. Man, you guys terrible, bro. Here we go, man. Cause y'all don't know nothing. What? Nah, okay. I saw the answer to it, but it would have been a good question. Who was the first Kyuubi host?
Wouldn't it be the 86 path? No.
The first Kyuubi host. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be the 86 path?
Wrong.
Kyuubi?
Yeah. Ninetales. Who was the first Ninetales host?
You said Kyuubi.
Yeah. I'm giving you the other name. Kyuubi is the name on the question, but it's saying the Ninetales host.
Hold up, bro.
Oh, then it would be... Nah.
Who's the first host of the Ninetales? Or who's the first host of Kurama?
Technically.
I saw the answer.
Would it be Indra, though?
I saw the answer, though.
Would it be like Indra? Or if it's not Sage of the Six Paths?
I thought Kyuubi was...
No.
I thought the Kyuubi was anybody that hosted a Beast in.
Now, that's Jin Cherokee. I mean, that's
Jin Cherokee. Okay.
That's Jin Cherokee. Was it? It's not. Is it not Indra? Or would it be? What's his name?
Ashura? No, it's not. It's not the brothers. No.
Okay. The first actual host. Would it be Madara then? No, because he didn't have it inside of him. He just controlled it.
It would be
So Madara died, or we thought he died, and the beast was out. Where did Kurama go from that point on?
Would it be like the first head of the
It'd be Naruto's, like it would be somebody in the Uzumaki.
Yeah, it'd be the first head of the Uzumaki clan.
That's the okay. Y'all long, you close. Okay. What was the name? It is a Uzumaki.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it Uzumaki?
I just know they had the clan. They're the ones who had the Kyuubi because they're the only ones who had enough chakra to hold.
Okay.
I know his mom wasn't the first.
No, his mom was not the first.
Yeah, it was like.
Bruh, I don't know no name.
Oh, it was the first Hokage's wife, wasn't it?
Bill, first Hokage wife, name of Mito. Mito Uzumaki was the very first Kyuubi.
I guess the brothers never had the. I guess they just had the powers.
They just had the powers, but they never, the beast itself was sealed. Yeah. Good job, man. Good job, y'all. Y'all worked together on that one. I'm proud of y'all, man. One knew it was a Uzumaki. Because I was like,
Madara wasn't, did you know like, that? He didn't have it in him.
I did not know that. No. I did not know that at all.
Yeah, after we trickled down further, and I was like, oh, then it got to be like the Uzumaki clan. So, like the leader of the first leader.
Man, nobody care about that, bro. We know it's Kakashi. Come on now. What? Ooh. I saw that. Okay, here we go. Let me clear this up. Hold on.
Send all these questions.
I'm saying, bro.
Too scared to
because
answer.
Because they too easy, bro.
You say so.
All right, I'm going. All right, I got some.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Y'all already know that one. What is the name of Zabuza's sword?
Let's see. I know the ability is like Bloodsucker.
I know it.
But what's the actual name? Kasame was Samahadra.
See, these are non-name questions. I don't know nobody names.
This is a name.
But you ask for a name of a sword. What are you talking about?
I can give you the name of a sword, though.
I don't know names of anything, but what's the name of this sword? I know it. What? Come on, man. What is the name of this sword, though? Seven Deadly.
I'm up for thinking of One Piece swords, bro. Start thinking of
the seven.
You know, Bleak swords, bro.
I know it's like the Iron Cutter. The Iron Cutter. Yeah, I'm going to say the Iron Cutter, but I don't know the name.
Demon Killer, bro. Easiest super name.
So I got a point. It's the Executioner Blade.
It's me, you didn't know that.
I did know that. See, man, that's why I can't answer questions. Ain't nobody going to believe me.
Nah, bro, you got it, bro. I believe you. I remember what GP said. I know the Summon Hada. Know that one.
I don't know that one. How many answers did Naruto answer correctly in the first phase of the Shinigami?
Oh, come on, man.
None.
Yeah, none. He sat there and did not anything on his
test. He did nothing on his test, bro. He got carried the whole time.
Nah, he just ain't give up. That's what it was, bro.
Right.
He chose not to cheat, man.
Okay, let me see what else can I find.
Sometimes just not cheating gets you to pass, bro.
That's a hard one. I ain't gonna say that. Who secretly liked Naruto? Okay.
The trick question.
Who held Naruto hostage when he was born?
Too easy, bro.
Hey, come on, man.
Too easy, bro.
It's funny because the answer, man. Yeah, the answer here is what it says Madara, but it's not. He was acting like Madara. That's funny.
That's who Minato thought it was when he died.
Yeah.
Madara with the chains, man.
Ooh, I do know the answer to this question, though. When fighting Baki, Gaara's sensei, what jutsu did Hayate use against him?
Huh?
When fighting Baki, Gaara's sensei, what jutsu did Hayate use against him?
Who is Hayate?
Hayate was one of the Chunazans, one of the instructors.
You remember during the Chunazans, the two dudes fought here in the killing death?
What did he use? Can I look his name up?
You can look Hayate up, yeah. I know the answer to this one. If it's what I think it is. Matter of fact, I just thought about that. I think he used it against Hayate. I take that back. He used it against Hayate. I don't know what Hayate used. Because my answer was going to be the wind sword. I remember they was talking like the sword could cut anything because it doesn't have a form. But Baki used that against him, I thought. Hayate must have used...
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know the answer, bro.
What did he use? Let me see. I thought I knew this one. Crescent Moon Dance. He sure did. Yep, he used the Crescent Moon Dance, and then Baki was like, oh, that was cute, but let me show you this wind sword, and killed him.
That's crazy.
I forgot about that. Yeah, it was, yeah. Yep. Crescent Moon Dance. All right, you go ahead, Soup. I'll let you go. Dom, if you see some questions too, man, that you think is interesting, man, go ahead.
All right, gotcha, bro.
Fire at the hip, bro. Give me. Oh, all right, since y'all taking a minute. There is a person in Orochimaru's group that was a spy for an Akatsuki member. Who is this Akatsuki?
There's a person in Orochimaru's group who was a spy for this Akatsuki.
I know who it is.
Isn't it, do you know Dom? Like, I have a clear answer.
I know who it is. I gotta think of his name, bro.
No, oh my God.
Ain't it Sasori?
That's what I was thinking. The puppet dude.
This puppet dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, Sasori. Yep. Who sent Kabuto. Sasori is the Akatsuki member who sent Kabuto to spy on Orochimaru. And then Orochimaru found out he was a spy, removed it, and then they just became best of buds, apparently.
I might just create my own question.
I got you. Which Kage? I got you. Which Kage was killed by Orochimaru?
Kazekage.
Yeah, but which one? You don't have to know his number. What's another key feature about him?
I don't have to know his number?
You said which Kage?
Gaara's dad.
Gaara's dad.
He was like almost off, based off screen.
Wasn't he the fourth one? He was fourth, right? Fourth Kazekage. Man, no fourth, man. They be dying early.
How did Naruto defeat the first Rakage?
You know this, GP?
Yeah, this
he hit him with that, the Rasengan in his elbow.
made him poke himself.
I'm making up my own questions. I hate these questions. Hold on, man.
Hey, you need to say, who said I'm the strongest wind user here and immediately got dismantled?
Are you talking about what's her name? Tintin?
Yeah, no, Tamari.
Oh, Tamari.
Tamari. See, I'm the strongest wind user here. Miss.
All right.
Chill mine down.
I got y'all. Which member of the Sound 4 was the expert in Genjutsu? I don't know the answer myself.
And her name Tanya?
Tanya.
I don't think so.
But it's Tanya. 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 Right, I know it's one.
It's Tayuya.
Tayuya, yeah.
Man, Sal was close, but I knew.
I had to answer if I click on it.
Alright. Which members who won their fight when it came to the Sound 4?
Dang, I forgot his name.
The only person who won, who fought Choji. I don't know his name though.
Who won it fight? As far as the good guys. So you said Choji?
Yeah, Choji.
No, You talking about, I don't know, you said against the Sound
who
Four.
Won their
yeah, who won their fight against the Sound Four.
Are we talking about in the forest or the Chunin Zhao?
They only fought in the forest. The Sound Four, you know, those were the four people who were
kidnapped.
I'm talking about
them random sound dude. Ninja, man. They yeah, three. Yeah.
Who won their fight? I ain't gonna lie, man. If you want to get technical about it, the original fight, nobody won. They got bailed out. Right,
they was fighting to the death.
So Neji won and Choji.
Everybody but King. Won.
Nah, to me, those two won.
Well, those two won. Those two actually won.
And Shikamaru didn't win.
Because they got bailed out. Yeah.
They got bailed out.
And then Gaara got bailed out by Wright.
Gaara and Gaara.
Bro, everybody got bailed out at the end for real. Like when they're fighting your boy.
Yeah.
Gaara saved Rock Lee, then Rock Lee. And Gaara got saved by plot.
Don't you ever talk about my master that way?
I got a question. Who said this? The heavens will not allow a pawn who can only seek victory at all costs to advance. Oh God, I can't read.
Bro, what?
I got you. All right. The heavens. You know, forget it. I ain't reading that question.
Well, I was looking so hard at him. I was like, he was breaking down in real time, bro. Crashing. Oh man,
shut up.
Dog, man. I was trying to catch every other word you were saying. I said, man, I don't know what he said, man.
He's like, heavy. I'm sorry. He said, heavy. I can't read.
What was the question, bro?
I already left the question, man. The question ain't there no more, man. That question's gone, bro. It was who said the same, man.
Oh, God, bro. Yeah, let's end on that, man.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was a part of the question, but how Don was reading it, man. I was like, man, this question hard, man.
He said, I can't read. Yo, oh my God, that just got me weak, man. Oh my God. Because I was looking at you so hard in the camera, dog. I was looking at you. I was trying to like read your lips.
Bro, I stopped looking. You know, they say when you turn off your other senses, your other ones become stronger. I stopped looking at Don because I'm just trying to listen. And I was like, bro, we ain't getting nowhere with this, bro.
He was sinking, bro. That joke was hilarious.
I can't read.
I like, it's right there. Oh, man. All right, y'all. We got to get out of here, bro.
Yeah, man. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. All right.
What, you seem to know a little more than us. Well, Soup knows his stuff. He just don't know names, except if it's inanimate objects, apparently.
Yeah, I know moves and stuff.
Oh boy. But let me start off, man. Matter of fact, Dom, you always say I take what you say, so I'm gonna let you go first.
I ain't got nothing to say. Thank y'all.
Bruh, yeah, come on, man. Come on, man. We just laughing,
man.
Bro.
I ain't got nothing to say, bro.
Come on, no. Bro. You did it. It was
I ain't got nothing to say for real, bro.
Oh, my goodness, man.
All right, man. All right. Here we go. I appreciate y'all. Like I said, my boy Soup been educating himself. Congrats on that. It ain't easy to really stay locked in on something, especially when you want to do other things. So I respect to that. But you guys, girls, gals, partners, y'all stick with us. We're going to start picking this thing up. if you've been liking the socials, you're listening to us, man, keep liking us, keep sharing us. Appreciate your patience with us. We're going to start navigating to get more consistent. And with consistency, you only can get better. So thank y'all once again. Whenever you're listening, whether it's morning, evening, night, after dawn, during the eclipse, after the eclipse, I appreciate you for checking us out. And keep riding with us on Gas the Podcast. GP out.
Hey, and to comment on what he just said about not wanting to lock in when you want to do other stuff, real quick, honestly, the reason I'm like this now, I wasn't like this before. I failed big once in my life, and that was when I first went to college. But I didn't fail like all the way. I was just like, I didn't pass a lot in my first semester. So I went into the military, and I really started to understand just things in general, like what I can do, what I'm capable of. And like ever since then, really going through all the different stuff in the Army and not wanting to fail again, just came down to like, just got to put the time, and like everything can still be there when you get done. Cause, you know,
right.
When I left social media in the Army for about 2 months and I came back and it was the same thing, I was like, bro, this is terrible. Like, nothing happened. I was
nothing missed. Yep.
I ain't missed nothing. I was so ready to get back to it. And that's when I realized, like, ain't nothing really out there for real. You just got to do what you got to do. So, pretty much ever since then, bro, I just lock in when I need to, and then I get back to it. So, that might help somebody. But, anyways, like GP said, shout out to y'all for listening. Catch us here on Gas the Podcast almost every other week. We're going to try to get back to being consistent. For sure. For sure, man. For sure, dog. Like, I'm literally done with college, pretty much, and I ain't got nothing else to do, so I'll be doing this. So, yeah. Shout out to Don, bro. Man, you're hilarious, bro. We just be laughing with you, dog. It's all right, man.
Yeah, I know I messed up that time.
It was just funny, bro. But anyways, man, this has been the Gas the Podcast, Season 3, Episode 5, and we are out.
Yo, peace.
Peace.